Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Secret Artists Podcast, the podcast where comedians do art and have a chat. What's not to like? I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and this week I'm joined by the absolutely brilliant Stevie Martin. We had a lovely time painting Stevie's parents and talking about how good her sister Gina Martin is at art. Unfortunately, wasn't available for the podcast. No, not really. We'll get her on if she's ever has any free time, which she doesn't. But Stevie, anyway, Stevie's who I've got on the podcast and I absolutely love her. She's fantastic. I think you're going to enjoy the episode. If you want to paint along with us, then we love receiving your paintings. So please do keep sending them in to @secretartpod on Instagram and Twitter. And that's where you can see mine and Stevie's paintings from today's episode. See you on the other side. I'm going to read out an intro, Stevie, if that's all right.
Oh, that is not acceptable.
Stevie Martin is a brilliant comedian, actor, writer, and host of the hit podcast Nobody Panic with Tessa Coates. Stevie has appeared on multiple TV shows, including 8 Out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, Starstruck, Breeders, The MASH Report, Comedians Giving Lectures, Guessable, The Emily Atack Show, and lots more. I'm delighted to have her on the podcast. Hello, Stevie.
I'm so delighted to be here.
It's so nice. I did your podcast about art in lockdown.
Oh my God, yeah, I remember
many
that.
Many moons ago.
We did like a hobbies section because we all needed it.
Yeah. Was it sort of art history themed or something?
It was like, I think it was how to get into art.
Was
it?
It
was literally that, like how to, like if you're a bit nervous about starting,
yeah,
and you feel like you've got to have a very fancy De La Rowney sketchbook.
Yes.
Dali Rowno?
That might be what we're painting on today.
Well, here we go.
Here we go.
And those beautiful art shops like Cass Art.
Yeah,
and
I love Cass Art.
Oh
my
God.
It's like going into a sweet shop.
It's incredible. And I don't think I ever buy anything because I don't paint
no.
or draw.
And it's very expensive.
It's so expensive. But even the paper just makes you feel like you've got your life together.
Yeah, there's nothing like a blank canvas.
And nothing more terrifying.
Yeah. Mm. And on that note, what are we going to paint today?
So, may I talk you through the processing behind this?
Please.
So, originally, of course, I was like, I wanted to paint. I'm seeing my parents tonight. They're coming to stay with me. And I thought, well, it'd be nice to paint them. Like,
yeah.
My sister is really good at art and she went through a period of time, we all did, and sort of, we've got no money. And my thing was I would go to charity shops and just give my parents just stuff I'd found in the charity, like a vase or something.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, it's got 20p on the bottom. That's fine. Once I got them this canvas, which was like a lovely black and white canvas, like a photo.
Mm-hmm.
But so it wasn't a canvas, was it? It's a framed photograph is what I'm trying to say.
And you can get those photos that are like printed on canvas.
Yes. Could've and then I
that.
Thought, that's bad. That looks horrible. It wasn't that. It looked very classy. And it was £3 from a charity shop in Durham, which is where I went to uni. And when I gave it to them, they got all emotional because it was a part of Paris that they'd gone to together, and it was the very steps that they had walked up. The most famous steps in Paris.
I knew that.
Yes. I was like, oh, thank
you. Incredibly thoughtful for £3.
But so great. And then, Gina would, my sister would paint them or paint. Mm-hmm. Paint herself, paint everything.
Yeah.
And I never did that. So I wanted to do that. And I thought, great, I'll do a real like close up of them just laughing away with wine.
Yeah.
And then I can't paint faces.
Okay.
Or I can't paint in any way. So I was like, okay.
Why didn't I get Gina on the podcast?
You must at some point. When she's back from Australia, she will. She'll write another book or something, and she'll be desperate to paint and not go and talk about, you know, very depressing topics all the time, which she has to do. She's an activist. So, and she loves her work. Okay. So then I thought, I'm not very good at colour.
Yeah.
I thought for a while I was colourblind, but I'm not. I just don't. And art at school, that was my big problem. Mm-hmm. So I've gone for a picture of my mum and dad. It's black and white.
Oh, that's such a nice photo.
They're sort of like, they're far enough away that I can get, and they're wearing sunglasses, crucially. Mm-hmm. So I can get away with just doing sort of blobs for faces.
Yeah, love
with
that.
Two blobs on top. And then I can kind of do the trees, and it doesn't matter. They can be quite abstract.
That's such a nice photo. Hang on your phone, it looked very sepia. Have you got a sort of filter?
Night to help my eyes. Yeah. I've got a soft.
Because that is full on monochrome on mine.
It is fully monochrome.
It's a nice sort of vintage tea stained.
If you want, you can turn your phone to be the same night mode as mine.
Yeah.
And then we can both paint it sepia.
That's cool. Or I can do a sort of filter on it.
I mean, just put a sepia filter on it.
Or I can just use my brain and do it, can't I?
You absolutely can. And you can also check mine for like references.
Vivid warm. That's quite nice.
That's the same. Yeah, great. That's great. See, to me, that is monochrome because I'm so used to my phone. So I was going to say, I'm just going to do black and white.
Because I don't. Bright yellow.
I don't know how to make sepia. I guess put yellow in black. That can't be the case.
No, I think it's more of a browny, burnt umber situation.
Okay.
I've also got these. Stressed. I've got. These would be quite nice. These sort of Conti, chalk things.
What are they called?
I think it's called Conti.
That's excellent.
And then there's charcoal, your classic black.
Can I swear?
Yeah.
I thought you said Conti charcoal.
When you said can I swear, I thought she's not going to say can't. But here we are.
Well, I thought to be fair to me that you'd said it.
And here I've got these really Canty crayons that you can use, or genuinely. This Canty paint.
And there's wank pencil.
These are quite nice. Chalk. Fuck off chalk.
And a motherfucking eraser, in case you get it wrong.
And is the idea that you want to give this to your parents as a present?
Yeah. Or do you keep all of the art?
Well, no, you must give it to them.
No, but if you keep all the art...
Well, we might do an exhibition, so
yeah,
I have
fine.
Been keeping all the art. I don't want to sort of deny your parents a Christmas present.
No, it's not a Christmas present. What I'll do is I'll take a photo of my drawing and I'll show them tonight.
Yeah,
and then
nice.
They don't have to do the thing where they have to put it up because it will look terrible.
Like a child.
Yeah.
This is what I did it with.
Next to Gina's incredible close-ups of them where she's really captured their eye expressions.
How old is this photo?
I think you say how old is Gina, and I was like, it's not about her.
Sorry. I miss Gina. Why is she so good at art?
How old is this photo? You know what? I think it's like 2019. I think that's when it's from.
God, your parents look so young.
They're very far away. Oh, you're starting now?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I've started.
For God's sake, sorry. I'm behind. If I get it wrong, do I...
Hey, Stevie, there is no wrong in art. Right. That's the beauty of it.
No, it's the thing I struggle with the most.
So do you consider yourself to be an artist?
Of course not. Why would I?
I reckon you're secretly quite good.
I'm having a problem propping up the... there can be a meltdown with...
Yeah, the phone.
The phone. Look, I'm propping it up with this wire. Okay, cool. Is that the full picture? Yes, it is. So I really enjoyed art at school until it became... graded
right
the biggest meltdowns I had were like, oh, I've got my art coursework and the topic is absences and I don't know, and my mum would like help me because mum's really 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 arty.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. What,
is she an artist? Is that her job?
She had many jobs. One of them was she'd paint murals and stuff like that for, I was going to say rich people, but like also just sort of a variety of people, to be honest.
That's so cool.
It was oh my God,
another one of your family members I should have got on the podcast.
I mean, yeah. Mum actually, very sweet. She, I need the eraser immediately. Oh no, you've already got the...
The what?
I'm gonna have to let go. She's already painting.
Well, only because I didn't like what I'd done in pencil, so I'm not actually painting. I've just put water over the pencil marks.
So you don't use a rubber. You just like wet the. I'm measuring out with a ruler. my dad's arms. My mum then worked as an interior designer for a long time. And then when she sort of stopped doing that, she, as a side hustle, she has a lovely Instagram called, because she used to like draw these little doodles for us. So if we were like, if she'd left before us at school, she'd be like, you know, I don't know, the Frosties are in the cupboard and here is a packed lunch. And then like a little doodle of herself making the packed lunch. And they were so cute.
And passive aggressive.
Very passive aggressive. Yeah, can you make yourself a sandwich, please?
This is me slaving away at your fucking packed lunch.
Yeah, here's a little doodle. Once she drew a huge chalk doodle of herself in the bath, with like her boobs out and everything, on the bathroom door, so that when my dad came in, she'd be like, "Don't use the bathroom. I'm in the bath."
Yeah.
And they left it up, and there was like builders came in and stuff.
Amazing. Like,
saw it. But she's got an Instagram now called Wiggly Doodles.
I love that.
And she sells prints, and so she does that, and it's really nice.
Great.
It's a nice little time.
And is your dad creative as well?
He's a musician, but like when he draws, it's just he's not bad at it because there is no bad art, but he's not good. Is that something?
He's the opposite of good.
Yeah,
which
he's
isn't
like
bad.
He actually could sell, like, you know, I've seen like really fun drawings on Instagram where it's like, I wouldn't say they're technically, like, you know, I was going to say Mozart. They're not like Mozart, but they are, they're like very, got loads of personality and they're very like distinctive of the person.
Yeah.
And he just, he's like, if I can't draw it exact, that means I'm not good.
God, what a creative family.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't seen what I'm doing now.
I've done your dad's sunglasses.
I'm currently drawing them.
Are you?
He looks a bit like Dennis the Menace.
Sort of rock star family. What instrument does he play? He's in a band, he said.
He's a session musician too. He's not a band, but he does like tracks for people's albums and like ad hoc stuff. And then he occasionally will like tour. Not occasionally. He then tours with people. But it's like he's basically like a freelance musician. Is essentially the same thing.
Very
that.
Cool.
He plays the drums. I really genuinely like don't, I'm very uncultured with art. It's the one that I always like really enjoy when someone takes me to a gallery, but then I like just never think to go.
Yeah.
So I always really liked, you know, so it's all the painters that you'd be like, you did at school, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, I really like Van Gogh. He's really good.
Yeah, he is good.
He's really great. I'm panicking because I need to figure out what medium I'm using now. I sketched it out.
What have you sketched out in? Pencil.
Pencils. I've done that.
Oh, lovely. That's great.
You know. But then, like, I'm like, do I go for the sort of charcoal, the Conti charcoal, or do I like go just black and white? Mm. Or will that be bad? That'll be hard, won't it?
Black and white paint or black and white?
Black and white paint.
Well, I find that hard, but only because I'm not very good with monochrome.
Oh my Annie! Shit, good.
It's just brown at the moment, basically.
Yeah, and what are you using?
Bit of paint, yeah. Right. No, I did start with the Conti charcoal.
And then you've used water to like move it around.
And then I've just sort of sloshed some water on it. And
if I use the non-Conti charcoal, is this charcoal?
Yeah, that's compressed charcoal. So that is very black.
Can I slosh that? Can I basically do what you're doing, but I'll do a black and white version?
Do whatever you like. Just express yourself.
Oh, I forgot that charcoal really goes through me. Actually, I can physically do it.
What, the touch of it? Yeah, I hate that. Okay, even getting it out of the polystyrene is hell.
It's actually hell. Okay, I'm doing paint and it's not a great decision.
I think we bumped into each other at an art fair. So even though you're saying you're not cultured.
The Affordable Art Fair. My friend was helping kind of run it or something. I don't know. He's doing something. And
that's always a fun one to go to.
It's great. Playing fast and loose with the term affordable, but I do. In comparison to what other art, I imagine.
I think there's a limit. I think the limit is 2 grand. So in theory, it should be between between 50 quid and like £2,000, which is still
that is actually fine, isn't it?
Well,
in comparison to like millions, you know, but normal art, other. Okay, so immediately I see what you mean. Paint is impossible. Because I don't know how to get the, like, I don't know how to make it different.
What do you mean?
Like, it's just all going to be, it's going to be like a child using marker pens is what I mean. Like, there's going to be no grade.
No, but also you can use any of these brushes, so you can sort of vary.
Shit, okay. Can you see that it's very much, I need stressed, to be told what to do.
No, I think you've got to trust your instincts.
But I can't possibly. I don't have any.
I like the sound of whatever you're doing there.
I'm hitting battering the paper. Yeah, just really sort of.
Just really got to get that paint on the table.
You just really got to get it on the table, on the microphone.
paint the walls.
The walls.
Do you own any art, Stevie?
I own, so my sister paints, obviously, and she painted an array of ink girls called different names, and one of them was called Stevie.
Oh, that's sweet.
And no one bought it. It was the only one left, so I got it for Christmas, I've got that.
Does she have exhibitions and things?
She doesn't. She does it online, but she's going, I think she's like really now going to like move into doing that stuff more because she can kind of like donate. I'm not even speaking into the microphone. Sorry, it sounds like I'm.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
fucking hell, sorry. So she hasn't done an exhibition. She will move into that soon because I think she's going to maybe she's an activist and she realised that, you know, she can kind of paint and then donate proceeds to like things rather than, you know, just doing it as a hobby that's not actually related to her main job. So, but in terms of actual art, no, I don't. And I think I've done the thing that kills art, which is that I've got on one of those shops that's like, buy some prints for your house. And I've been like, all right. And it's like £10.
Yeah.
And I think that's the death knell of creativity and art. But I didn't know any better, Annie.
What, some sort of IKEA...
Essentially,
style.
Yeah, and it's like a big moon and it's blue background with like birds flying across it. And every time it's in the background of my Zoom, someone on the Zoom goes, I've got that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're like, yeah, it's the first one on the
But where did you get it from? Just a print shop?
No, like a website that was like, Prints R Us. and I thought, well, that looks good.
I love a big blue moon.
A big blue moon, yeah. That would have been what I painted.
I've got a print by an artist called Craig Keenan, which is a cyanotype. Do you know those?
No, what's that?
They're basically prints, but with all blue sort of ink.
Oh, lovely.
Cyan, specifically. And it's got a flamingo at the bottom and then a big moon at the top. So same sort of vibe as yours.
Very nice, yeah. I do have some art, I've just realised, because you said a print by, and I was like, I've got a print by... someone, and you're like, well, that is art, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's an artist called Joanne Ham, and she makes these really cute silhouettes of bunnies doing things. So yeah. There's one on a trampoline, there's one looking into a mirror, and then there's one jumping off a chair like Superman. And I bought three of them and they're in a little row.
That sounds nice. Have you got a bit of a thing about rabbits?
In no way. No way. It's a real impulse buy.
Yeah. Were you drunk?
Yeah. yeah, of course. When I'm drunk, I buy bunny print.
Yeah. Which one's Stevie? Oh, she's the one that gets drunk and buys prints of rabbits.
Yeah, buys art. They were quite affordable. Nice. I'm starting to realise that it's the space between it's the gaps that are actually quite important, isn't it, with these things.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you could own any artwork in the world, yes. Price, no object.
Yes.
What would you choose?
The Mona Lisa.
Yeah?
No.
Have you seen her?
Good question. I haven't seen her. I've heard so much about her.
Yeah. Cheeky little bitch.
Yeah. Why is she smiling? Am I right?
Yeah.
That's the question on everyone's lips. I think I would like... What would I own if I could own no object in the whole world? I think I would own any Picasso.
Yeah.
Because I think if I just said in my rental, in my little rented flat, mm-hmm. That's actually a real capazzo.
That's actually a real capazzo.
Drunk again, of course. Furiously bowing rabbits. That's actually a real Picasso. It would just not be what people expected.
Yeah.
No one. But then I suppose it'd be like, well, how did you get it? And then I'd have to be like, I sort of made a wish on a podcast and it just happened. But
why didn't you sell it and buy your flat?
Yeah, maybe that's why I don't. Yes, okay. I'd like to own a Picasso so I could sell it and buy a flat. That'd be nice. That's kind of sad, isn't it? Because look, this is my problem. I monetize everything, so that then I'm left with no joy. You know.
Well, that's sort of the nature of being in the creative industries, isn't it?
But look at what you've done. You write. You joke around. you paint.
I paint. But that's monetizing all my hobbies, isn't it?
It is. But you also paint for fun as well. I don't think you do that, do you?
Yeah. No, I do. I don't think that you do that.
Yeah. And yeah. Also, is that true?
No, I suppose I do, but there's definitely an element of fun that's taken out of it when it's your job.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Like doing commissions is not always fun because you got to give the people what they want, and sometimes what they want is not what you think is best for
them. Is good, yeah. Yeah, my mum found that. She did she used these lovely doodles, and then we were like, oh my God, you can get, like, there's loads of dog owners near us. It's like, you can get, like, you could draw the dogs.
Yeah.
And then you get money, you know, and it's just so much more stressful and horrible for her, you know?
Yeah, it's a different thing for sure. It can be incredibly rewarding when you do something that they love, and then you're like, oh, this is so nice that I've made this thing that, is specifically for them, yeah. But yeah, there's moments where they're like, can you take the drip marks off, and I'm like, ugh,
that's the piece.
I love the drip marks.
What do you want
from me?
Is Escher an artist? Isha?
Yeah.
Osher. I used to like his stuff.
Yeah.
And by that I mean, so, like, a boy showed it to me at uni because it was on his wall, and he's like, see, look, if you go around, it's also going up and down. He plays with perspective. And I was like, I will sleep with you.
Oh my God.
No, I don't think I did.
Everyone had that monochrome poster of, like, the builders eating sandwiches.
Oh my God.
Remember that?
That and so, yeah, that, the Tournée de Chat Noir, is that something?
Yes, yeah. The sort of Art Nouveau. Are you from Liverpool, did you say? Your parents used to get the train down from Liverpool.
Yeah, so they're both, I was born in Liverpool, but we grew up outside of Liverpool. That, saying that, people quite recently have been doing a live show, clang, on a stage, and I have a bit. I don't know if it's still saying, but I sort of talk about a mention that I'm from Liverpool and I've lost my accent, and then later on I mentioned that I'm from a working class background in a very separate bit, and someone that we grew up outside of Liverpool, anyway, three separate people came up to me and were like, you're from the Wirral, aren't you? So you're talking shit about being from a working class. I was like, I'm not from the Wirral. I was like, it really got people upset. It was really like, God, you really, what? Why do you care? Literally, why do you care? But I'm not from Liverpool or Greater Liverpool or, like, so it's like in between Liverpool and Manchester, Cheshire, which is also posh, but I'm from not a posh bit.
Yeah, it's weird that when you say what your background is and people feel the need to be like, well, no, it's not. It's like, well, yeah, it is. And I think I know a bit better than you.
Yeah. 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 Have you been sort of following me around since birth or? Yeah. I want to ask you how I can get their faces, like what I can do to elevate this.
Do you want to show me?
Yeah, just to give it like a bit.
Not that I know that I'll be able to. I love it.
But it's all the same.
It's really cool. I love the trees, how you've given the trees those sort of Halloween-y, like skeleton hands almost.
Thank you. But how.
Also, it looks very like
scary.
Sort of impressionist almost, like the way you've. Well, not impressionist actually.
Okay.
Expressionist.
What's expressionist mean?
Like when the. Like the scream.
Like that's my favourite. That's it.
That's what you'd have on your wall.
Yeah, but you can't, can you? Because it's a bit too emo.
Yeah, it's a bit but it's too, cool though. It's
the, I lo- that's what I did for my art GCSE. I did a book, and on one side was a picture of my face, Annie, just looking normal. On the other side, it was the scream to show that I've got inside. I've got on the inside, I'm very different from the outside.
Angsty teenager.
Every single girl in our GCSE art class. Every single one, including me, because I did around the outside, included lyrics by Christina Aguilera's album Stripped.
Amazing.
We didn't confer.
The clima actor. Tune.
Absolute tune. That wasn't the one that people focused on.
Beautiful, but probably.
Yeah, what was it?
God, that was a good album.
It was so good. How do I make the faces not look like that?
I don't know that you should do detail on the face. I think it would be at odds with the
smiley face. Okay, yeah, because if you try and do detail in one place, it's just gonna. Okay, is there.
You could maybe put a bit more white into the faces.
Okay.
Do you have enough white paint?
Yeah, I've got some. I'm gonna wait for it to dry because I've been trying to do that and that was the result. So you can imagine my horror and surprise. I'll do different. I'll use some different brushes and maybe I'll get like.
I can't get over how young your parents look.
Oh, well, they had me when they were both 3 years old. They do actually, to be fair to them, they do look very young.
Quick fire round. Oil or watercolour?
Oh, oil.
Portrait or landscape?
Portrait.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
Oh, I do have an answer for this. It depends on your personal feelings on what the artist has done, because you can't pretend to do it if you don't feel it. Do you know what I mean? So, like, if I may use a... This is not quickfire, is it? I'll stop.
No, carry on.
If you don't... If you use, like, I don't know, TV or film as an example, for example, I specifically couldn't watch certain films because I was like, oh, that person makes me feel sick now. So I actually can't even, I'm not even doing it to be like, oh, I'm a good person. I'm like, I literally can't do it. But then sometimes if someone's done something and you're like, if you genuinely believe that that's not bad, which, you know, God knows.
Give an example.
I know, right? Well, I can't give
shoplifting.
Shoplifting, perfect example. I can still watch things that Winona Ryder's in. She's all right. Or like, I don't know. Oh yeah, I know. Domestic disputes that you know nothing about. Okay. So like, I don't know, this story might have moved on and there might be something really concrete, and I sound like an absolute terrible person saying this, but like Brad and Angelina, they had a big fallout and a horrible divorce battle. I don't know their lives. I'm still watching Brad Pitt films, but some people who have gone through really horrible experiences and maybe really relate to specific quotes or rumours will not be able to separate the art from the artist.
Yeah.
So
Brad Pitt's very fit.
And crucially, how sexy is the artist?
Thank you.
Is the answer you were looking for. I'm sorry.
Tortured artist or sensible sister?
Sensible sister.
Stand up or sketch?
Stand up.
Tessa Coates or Gina Martin?
Gina Martin. Come on.
Shag, marry, kill. Mona Lisa, girl with the pearl earring.
Tessa or Gina Martin. Sorry. Mona Lisa, girl with the pearl
earring. Shag, marry, kill. Mona Lisa, girl with the pearl earring or the son of man?
Okay, sorry, momentarily distracted because while I wasn't thinking, I gave my mum a mullet. it's terrible. I've done a terrible thing to mum. Okay, wait. Oh my God, now she looks like she's got like Medusa hair.
Oh no.
It's fine. Okay, Son of Man. What Son of Man again?
The one that's in the Thomas Crown Affair that's like the apple in front of the man's face with the bowler hat.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Girl with the Pearl Earring. I've never been that bothered about that, but I imagine the story behind it and the ethos behind it is cool. And what was the other one?
Mona Lisa.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the ones that, I'm not that arsed about it. I like the apple in front of the head.
So were you shagging or marrying it?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, that wasn't even the question. Sorry, you can see how distracted I was by what I've done to my mum's hair. I gave my dad like a...
Oh, I love it.
No, you can't say that it's bad because... Anyway.
I can.
Okay. I'm going to... Oh, it's a story about girl with a pearl earring. Something really like, you know, she was a... I don't know... sex worker who really struggled or something, because I was going to shag her and I don't want to if she's had a bad life.
I think she's all right.
Okay, so I'll shag her.
Yeah. Killing Mona Lisa.
Oh, I can't.
Why?
Because I don't really want to marry the man with the apple in front of the... Actually, yeah. Marry, kill the Mona Lisa, because we've all seen her.
Yeah.
She's fine. She's made enough money.
Yeah.
And marry the man with the apple in front of his head, because he's quite enigmatic.
Talk about or think about art.
Think about.
Looking at a painting close up or far away?
Oh, far away.
Private view or view of privates?
Private view.
Painting from life, landscape or still life?
Painting from life, landscape or still life. I find still life quite boring. Not to look at, but like, I don't know. Yeah, no, to look at.
Don't tell your new husband, the son of man with the apple in front of his face.
Oh, yeah, but he is the still life.
Yeah, true.
I love landscapes.
Yeah.
I really stare at them. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Landscapes. Was that the question? Or was it, would you shag the landscape?
So you're marrying the apple. Okay.
Yeah.
art or music?
Oh, art.
Art or books?
Books.
Acting or painting?
Painting's more fun.
Yeah.
Painting's less pressure on me.
And finally, comedy or art?
Well, it's going to be comedy, I imagine.
Yeah.
But
thank you.
For God's sake.
You've gone viral.
Now? Now?
Yeah. As of the last 10 seconds.
Oh, no.
I've been live streaming your painting. So obviously you've done lots of sketches with Lola Rose Maxwell. Yeah. How was your first experience of going viral?
Oh my God, it was the most exciting, honestly, it was so exciting. I couldn't, the first one that did well, and it was like, I think it was like 300,000 views on the old Twitter, so that's quite good. Mm-hmm. New Twitter, God knows what anything means. And we were so excited because we were just like, it's done well, like, because we'd been doing it, I'd certainly been doing it for a while,
mm-hmm.
and being quite embarrassed I feel like I've stopped painting and it's like in the exams when they put the pencils down and actually what you should have done is continued. So I'm just going to keep... I'm just going to do some...
Oh, have you turned your paper over?
Yeah, I feel like I have, but I shouldn't have done. Actually, I'm going to do some like drawing with the pencil. Oh, that's a weird...
You could sign it if you're running out of things to do.
No, I'm going to just do some pencil squiggles. And it was so exciting. But it made us go like, oh, cool. So we should be doing... Like, I don't feel like an idiot anymore. Like... Mm. That means it's good. And then when we went actually viral, which was like millions,
mm-hmm.
it was sort of overwhelming and a bit sort of scary,
mm-hmm.
Because suddenly like there were, I don't know, like it just felt like it was like a liquid and it was just spreading everywhere. And things like my agent was like, your YouTube profile, you haven't optimized it, and I think you need to optimize it because people are now going on your YouTube, and no one had ever got on my YouTube. I was just putting it on there so that I could share it with people if they wanted. If they said, "Can I look at your sketch?" and then they weren't on Twitter, and my YouTube profile was a picture of Pierce Brosnan, like really far away, so you couldn't even tell it was Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah,
and the bio just said the word poo, so then I had to change it. And then also then I found like I don't know, they were getting all these like notifications and messages and. And then I found on a website called 9Gag, which is ostensibly, like all these websites are, for comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But like all these websites are full of just men.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, that meant that there were people going back years on my Instagram and trying to find photos where they could see what my boobs looked like.
Oh, my God.
And there's like a picture of me in a jacuzzi from like, I don't know, 2017.
Yeah.
And they were just sharing it over and over and over again.
Oh.
And so I had to go through everything. And what did your boobs look like? Fucking great. No, you couldn't actually see them. They looked really weird because they were sort of underneath some suds and they were like floating too high. So I was like, oh, fuck. I wish I'd like really thought about that, you know. But it made me feel a bit like, and then the worst bit was then when it happened, it was like, okay, so what happens now? Nothing. Literally, you just sort of go around being like, that actually meant everything in the moment and means nothing. And it has helped. It's meant that I've, you know, I've been able to continue a comedy career, which sort of had, that was going very slowly before mm-hmm. that. And I've got, I think all the work I've got is from those sketches that I do. But it gave me a very odd opinion of social media and that sort of stuff, which I thought it'd make me excited.
Yeah. And did it make you then more hesitant to put stuff out online?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's like, what if it's shit? Or like, what's the next thing I'm going to do?
Yeah.
And also then now I'm in a stage where I'm like, we do maybe like a sketch a month or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they do fine. They do well on TikTok and Instagram. Twitter's a bit of a shit pile, but that's fine. And it sort of just feels like, okay, well, I'm just doing the same stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I should write a novel.
Oh, yes. We talked about this at Nish Kumar's birthday.
Oh, shit. Was I talking about my novel again? Oh, God. I haven't even written it yet. I haven't even started.
I thought you had started.
I've written about 12 books, yeah. And they're all shit. So I'm trying to...
Are you allowed to talk about the premise?
No.
Okay.
Of course I am. No one is interested in the book, but I don't want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it will sound... It's like when you try and explain... Well, it's like sort of explaining a joke. You're like, God, it sounds shit. But when it's actually done, it's still shit. That's not the difference in the novel.
It's like a really long shit joke.
It's a really long shit joke.
Have you shared it with anyone or any of your drafts?
No, I got so close to sending it to my agent, who was like, genuinely do send it, even if it's bad.
Yeah.
And I couldn't. And then when he was like, well, I'm going to, like, you know, do send it. And I was like, I've deleted it. I hadn't. I lied. If you're listening, Julian, I lied.
He must know that you lied.
Yeah, he fully does, yeah. I do it every time. Like, when he's not able to come to shows, I'm working up this live show at the moment, like I said, and, like, he's really helpful. So he will, he was in Edinburgh and I was doing a work in progress. So he was like, send me a recording. It's like, okay, I will if it's good, but if not, I won't send it. And he's like, okay. And I was like, I hated it. And he's like, you have to send it. I was like, no. And I sent it and he was like, that was absolutely fine. What is your problem? So I think I'm completely unable to tell what is good and what is really bad. And that very much is the case with this drawing and art in general.
Should we share?
Oh, I'm just doing some shadow on a tree.
I think mine's quite scary.
Yeah, mine is as well. I think it's a scary picture, you know.
I think it's a lovely
two
photo.
Two people who, you know, have a great relationship.
That is scary.
And that's scary. Like,
how long have they been together?
3 years. You know what? I don't know. So they got married maybe over 30 years. 35 years? I don't know. 40
that's
years? I
don't know. Pretty bloody impressive.
It's a long time. Not geologically, of course.
No.
Okay, right, yeah, I can show now, I can show.
Da 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 da. Oh fuck.
I love it. Oh, can I show that one to my mom?
Yeah, let's have a look.
I mean,
it's so good, Stevie. I really like it. It's moody AF.
Yeah, yours is just great, and I love the detail is focused around the sunglasses.
Yeah, very
much.
You
really smashed it.
Well, I got the facial features were all wrong, so I thought stick with the sunny G.
Yeah, and also you can't really see their facial features anyway, you know.
That was so fun.
I had a lovely time. I'm going to sign it.
Yeah, please do.
As Van Gogh.
VG.
VG.
Is there anything you'd like to plug? You've got a book of Nobody Panic, right?
Yeah. The audiobook's a lot of fun because we like kept in not all of them, obviously that'd be absolutely a nightmare, all the mistakes, mm-hmm. some mistakes. My dog gets in a bin at one point and the branding is very much like, you know, adulting, because we did started the podcast in like 2013 when that was mm-hmm. a vibe. So the book has that kind of marketing, I would say, but it's better than that sounds.
Okay.
You know, they're all how-tos and they're all like different formats. So like we've got how to get a pay rise and it's like a short play. Great. Or like a poem about tax. You know, there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
But it is fun. And also, when does this go out? Do you know?
Within the next sort of 2 months.
Oh, fine. And I'm doing a work in progress on the 6th of November at the Bill Murray in North London.
Oh, lovely.
And I would love anybody to come along. Anybody.
Literally anyone.
Yeah, I need more artists in my audience.
Yeah, perfect.
Right?
A lovely way to spend a Friday afternoon.
It really is.
Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you to Stevie for being brilliant. She's on social media at Stevie M, but the S of the Stevie is the number 5. Pretty quirky. You can see mine and Stevie's paintings from today on Secret Artist's social media at Secret Art Pod. You can also donate to the show via the link in the show notes. And why not leave us a lovely, tasty, delicious, juicy 5-star review? It does help spread the word. And make sure you're following Stevie and Tessa Coates' podcast and download and listen and subscribe. It's Nobody Panic. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.